Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of anxiety relief and stress-busting wisdom. Buckle up because today's topic is a game changer. Setting boundaries for self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly giving out, but never quite getting that refill? Yeah, me too. It's like we live in this world where busy is a badge of honor and taking time for ourselves is almost considered selfish. Well, guess what? That's totally messed up. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, and setting boundaries is the ultimate key to unlocking the inner peace and well-being we all crave. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds intimidating. But trust me, they don't have to be these rigid walls. Think of them more like comfy fences that guide people and situations in a healthy direction. And the best part is, when you start setting boundaries for self-care, it's not about saying no to everything. It's about saying yes to what truly nourishes your soul. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling empowered and ready to reclaim your time and energy. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. Self-care is anything that replenishes your mind, body, and spirit. Maybe it's hitting the gym, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or simply having a long, hot shower. Get crystal clear on what brings you joy and helps you recharge. Next, prioritize. Life throws curveballs left and right, but remember, your well-being comes first. It's like that safety demonstration on a plane. Put your own oxygen mask on before helping others. Schedule self-care time into your day, just like any other important appointment. Treat it with the same level of respect and commitment. Now, here's where the magic happens. Communicate those boundaries. It might feel awkward at first, but practice saying no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your values. You can be kind and firm at the same time. Remember, it's okay to protect your precious energy. Think of it like this. Setting boundaries is like being a bouncer for your own life. You get to choose who gets in and who stays out. It's about creating a space where you feel safe, supported, and truly nourished. And lastly, remember that self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. What works for one person might not work for another. So be patient with yourself, experiment with different practices, and find what feels right for you. Ever felt like you were constantly running on empty? Like your mind was buzzing with to-do lists and worries, while your body craved a break? I know that feeling all too well. I used to be a total people pleaser, always saying yes to everything and everyone, even when my own needs were screaming for attention. Sound familiar? It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of responsibilities, commitments, and expectations. But one day, I hit rock bottom exhausted, stressed out, and feeling completely disconnected from myself. That's when I realized something had to change. I needed to prioritize my well-being and set boundaries that protected my energy and time. So I started small. I said no to a few extra commitments, carved out time for daily walks in nature, and made it a priority to get enough sleep. And guess what? It was life-changing. I felt more focused, energized, and connected to myself than ever before. Setting those boundaries wasn't about isolating myself, it was about creating space for me to recharge and show up as the best version of myself in all areas of my life. Remember, you deserve to feel good, to prioritize your well-being, and to create a life that truly nourishes your soul. Setting boundaries is a powerful act of self-love, and it's the key to unlocking a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. So go out there and set those boundaries. You got this. Remember, every step you take towards prioritizing your well-being is a victory. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little dose of self-care motivation. We're in this together. Join me tomorrow for another empowering episode of Anxiety Antidote, where we tackle stress head-on, one day at a time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.